discussed with our meeting. Let me also welcome the Deputy Minister of Tourism with SAT. Without wasting time, I'm going to allow Mr. Pontina to present the apologies.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairperson and honourable members, and the rest of the colleagues. Chair, the apologies that I have in front of me today, I've got two apologies. One is from Honourable Miene, who was not present in the Chairperson. The second one is Honourable Sithole, who will also not be able to attend the meeting today, Chairperson. Those are the only apologies that I have. I say the M is here now. I did receive an indication that he will be attending the NCOP Select Committee, but I see him here. Then the other one, the acting DG, I also aware that he also will be attending the NCOP Select Committee for their annual report. I have also the apology from Mr. Ntende, who is an acting CEO. And those are the ones that we have chosen. Thank you.
Morning, Chair. I also submitted the apology from Honourable Makubele, who is absented by Imam. Yesterday.
You sent it to whom?
To Jerry and CC himself.
Jerry has no email. So you must have sent it at night when you were sleeping.
We send it for breakfast.
I will check my image whether it's there or not. Then Chairperson, the other one that I just received it from Mr. Beza is from the Honourable Minister Sisu. I've got it this morning. Thank you, Chair.
We are not going to hear the reasons from the minister.
Okay.
Because we made a point here in this committee that apologies must arrive early, because you know that on this particular day he won't be available. We are not going to accept that apology that arrived this morning. And we don't have an apology or an email from Nestle for the WIP. So perhaps that email of Nestle is still on the way, traveling from, I don't know, whether Mpumalanga or Mitchell's Plain, but it's still on its way for sure. So we're not going to accept those apologies. Honorable members, we are gathered here today to receive a report from a board which was not introduced to us. We're going to meet them for the first time, and it is by luck that the Deputy Minister is here to make that presentation. And I want to put it on record that after we were empowered by the legal services of Parliament, after our last meeting on the issue of the summons which were not honored by the Honorable Minister, we are going to continue with the criminal charges. So I thought I should make that point. After an intense consultation, and it is all so unfortunate that our processes here and the summons dominated the public domain without me from the chair giving that information to the media. I did not take any interviews deliberately on this particular issue when I was called by the media, because I'm not going to be dressed by the media and engage on this matter until we are in its conclusion. So that is the process that will follow. Two options there as tabled by the legal services: the option of a file and then option of the criminal charges that will be laid, because not appearing before the portfolio committee, especially when you are summoned, it becomes a criminal offense. So I don't want us to dwell much on this issue. Perhaps it would be proper if we dwell on it when we as the portfolio committee have no one, and perhaps an in-committee will suffice and be prudent for us to deliberate on the matter. I'm highlighting it now because I don't want people to raise questions as to what are we going to do moving forward on that particular issue, given the fact that the minister is attending with the apologies that arise late to the portfolio committee as usual. So that's the issue. Honorable De Freitas, I see indications that you want to speak. I'm not sure if you want to speak on apologies yourself or on what.
Chair, please call me out of order if this is not the right time. I just wanted to inquire about, we had suggested last meeting that we approach the Speaker on this matter. But if it's not the right time to discuss it now, I'm happy to do it later in committee. Thank you.
Okay, so don't want to waste time. I'm going to allow the Deputy Minister to introduce the board that is here with him.
Thank you very much, and good morning, Chair, honorable members. Delegation from the SAT. Before I introduce the board members, let me just briefly, with your permission, Chair, give a background. As you know, that South African Tourism is a Schedule 3A public entity, which derived its mandate from Tourism Act of 2014, which has got the responsibility to, the board has got the responsibility to manage the work of the SAT, which is appointed by the minister, in accordance with Section 13(1)(a) of the Act. and the Act indicates that the board should not be less than 9 and should not be more than 13. And within those board members, one representative should be from the department. So in terms of the previous board, which commenced on the 1st of June 2018, its term expired on the 31st of May 2019. Towards the end of the term of the end of the board, the then minister then request went back to Parliament, I mean to Cabinet, to request for a 1 year extension, which was subsequently granted by Cabinet until the 31st of May 2022. Before that could happen, the 31st of May 2022 could come, the department underwent a process of advertisement. An advert was put to appoint new members on the 6th of February in two newspapers, national newspapers, and one was in a gazette. Then the closing date was on the 6th of March 2022. Following the closure of the date, a total of 118 nominations were received by the department, who must then serve in the board. The minister then mandated the DG to constitute a panel, which must be led by the DG. So a panel was put in place, led by the DG, comprising of all the DGs in the department, as well as the Chief Director for Legal Services and the Chief of Staff in the ministry. So they considered who are the suitable candidates to serve in the board for recommendation to the minister. The committee finalized its work and submitted its shortlisted candidates, 28 of them, for the minister's consideration on the 5th of April 2022. And then the minister then considered that, and then subsequent to that decided on out of the 28, which are the 13 names, that is 12 plus 1, that she feels will be suitable. And then she then prepared a cabinet memo, which was served before cabinet on the 19th of October. The cabinet approved the appointment, recommended, subject to verifications of qualifications and relevant clearance, if there were those that were still outstanding for clearance. Once cabinet decision is made, the minister is required by law in terms of section 35, subsection 5 of the Act, to appoint the board and then through a notice, government gazette notice, and as well as publish those names that has been appointed in two national papers. And that was done. It was publicized in the Gazette, and it was also put into the two newspaper articles that are reflected in those newspapers. So that's where we are. And then subsequent to that, then it was inaugural meeting which the minister inaugurated the board. And then so the board are as follows. We've got Dr. Nondumiso Mapazi as the chair, who is a female. Specializes on governance. Maybe before I go into what specialists, in terms of the requirements, is that there were requirements in the advert that were there in terms of the people that are needed there, in terms of the expertise. What was looked into in terms of the expertise is people that have got background in tourism, governance, management, development, legal, financial. So those are the people that were looked into to qualify. And then so Dr. Nondumiso Mapazi specializes on governance, public sector management and leadership. I'm not sure whether I should ask her to show herself by raising her hand, Chair. Yes, Doctor. Yeah, so that's Dr. Nondumiso Mapazi. And then the deputy chair is Dr. Aubrey Mhlongo. It's a medical science, but he represent people with disability. The rest members are not present. I'm going to read their names because it was going to be very costly for them to come here. The third one is Mduduzi Zakwe. It's a returning member. He has been a member of the board previously. He is in the tourism industry and hospitality management. He's got MBA. And then we have got Mr. Enver Dumi. They're also a returning member. We've got Priti Ntombela. It's youth. She specializes on supply chain and risk management. We've got Ms. Nomahlubi Mazwai, communication and leadership. She specializes on journalism. Number seven is Mr. Odwa Mtati, who is also in the same way to chair governance and leadership. And then we've got Mr. Ravi Nadison, the returning member, hospitality and human resource management. Then we've got Nandi Pamzileni Mbulawa, he specializes on business management. Then Rosemary Anderson, hospitality and tourism management, is the chair of FEDUSA. And then Miss Lihlohonolo Rapudile, it's a youth. She specializes in audit, is a chartered accountant. And then Nonguvela Siluane, it's the, I'm not sure whether she's here. What is it? She's not here. Oh. Huh? What is it? She's supposed to be here. I don't know what has happened. She's from the department, the one that is representing the department, Ms. Nombela Sivulwane. She's also the chief director responsible for policy planning.
Sorry, Deputy Minister, could you just repeat that again? The member that's meant to be here and that's not here. The full name. Thank you.
It's Nombela Sivulwane, who is the member, who is the chief director in the department, from branch 2. I was told that she's going to be leading the delegation on the department side. I'm not sure what has happened. Yeah, generally that's the process of the board, and the board that we want to present here. We understand there was an expectation from members that the minister should have officially returned to the committee. I'm sure it was an oversight on the basis that once it's gazetted, it becomes a public knowledge document that everybody has got access. It might have been that oversight, not necessarily deliberately not doing that. I'm sure I can end there, Chair, unless there's other questions that members would want to raise.
Honorable members, I think the latter part is a bit sour to us, that once it's gazetted, it becomes a public knowledge, and ourselves, we are public in terms of what the DM has just said. So we fall under that scope of public knowledge, ourselves. But I don't think that we are surprised, because the executive does not believe that she must appear and account to this portfolio committee. And by extension, she is not even a member of this portfolio committee. So then, therefore, it becomes prudent for us to get things from the public, because we are public ourselves. It's fine. If that is it, me. Honorable members, do you want to have a bite on the introduction? No bite. I want to highlight two issues, DM, on the introduction that you have just tabled here. Perhaps if the minister was here, would be able to respond to what I'm going to raise here, that what is the rationale behind the appointment of the CEO of Western Cape Tourism Board, or Tourism Western Cape, Enver Domi, or whatever surname that might be. What's the rationale behind that? What if other entities and other provinces demands to be appointed as CEOs? Is that not conflict of interest in the making? Because where I'm seated, it does not make any sense. And also, when the board is leaderless in a form of the accounting officer, which is a CEO, is not here, who is going to be presenting to us? Because it only can be the CEO that presents to us. It is even worse when the acting DG of the department is not here. So what is this gimmick? So this entanglement continues consistently, so, and ourselves, we must just say, yeah, pass,
Thank you very much. We understand. No. It's not going to happen that way. So, when you say youth, it sounds very good to us as a younger generation. But what is youth? Are those people below 35? Because the constitution of the country is explicit on who is youth. 14 to 35. Are those people 35 and below? Before we get excited ourselves, we must appreciate the fact that the board has more women. We appreciate that. It means that somehow there was a biasness towards women, which we appreciate. It's not something that happens all the time. If you check the setup and the outlook of some of these entities in this country, that is very rare. We appreciate that. So those are few highlights from me, so that we are able to take a decision as this portfolio committee as to how do we move forward. Thank you.
No, thanks. As you are saying, the rationale behind the appointment of the CEO of the Western Cape, I'm unable to provide proper an explanation. Unfortunately, as no one was part of the process here, the DGs were part of the process. I'm not sure whether the Chief of Staff Beza, because he's here, is part of that process. But it's something that is not created by the new minister, because the he says he is a retaining member, which means he has been there, which means we also found him there ourselves, because the board that that his term expired was a board that was appointed in 2018 before our time, and he was part of that board since then until now. And then so, because there was this discussion about retention of, so that we don't bring new people, complete retention of certain members, and he was amongst those that were said to be retained. But as to the rationale behind original appointment, even the minister might not have an answer, because he was appointed then in 2018. I'm not sure whether when he was appointed was already a CEO, or maybe became the CEO while he was already in the board. I don't have the history around that. Well, the issue of, I'm not sure what was the explanation on the acting CEO not being present. My understanding is that is not too well. That's what I was told. So it's not that it's deliberate not coming. I was told that it's not well. And that's why it's not part of the meeting. But the person who has been implementing the first and the second quarter is here, was acting at the time, UTK. But as you know, he has just been appointed by the new board to act. Maybe what we can do through you, Chair, give the Chair of the board just to explain the scenario around that, and also the reason why he's not here beyond what I'm told is sick. If I'm not sure whether that's the correct information. Through you, Chair.
Is she going to respond on the issue of the youth as well?
No, on the issue of the youth, it's that's the understanding. The youth is defined in that context of 14 to 35.
Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Morning, Chair. I also got information yesterday that the acting CEO is not feeling well. As over the weekend, we had a strategy session in one venue in Gauteng, and some members of our team, they developed gastric conditions, and maybe I took it that after that session, he also is one of that because he said he was not feeling well. He started yesterday. So I then requested that there should be a formal apology submitted to this platform for that apology. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Good morning to yourself and the Honorable Members, Honorable DM, the board members led by the Chairperson and the officials from the department. Chairperson, I'm not sure if I'm jumping the gun, but there is a proposal from the DM that due to the fact that the acting CEO is forwarded an apology, we must then therefore in this meeting reappoint the CEO that was acting during quarter one and quarter two and allow him to present. I think that's not going to be possible, Chairperson. Thanks.
I must also make this point that there is no formal apology written from the acting CEO. The only apology which we got, which is written and received on the 17th of November, is an apology from the acting DG. So this one of the acting CEO is not there, it's not written. We saw on the list of the people that are supposed to attend this meeting that the acting CEO is not attending the meeting. So there's no formal apology. And I don't think that we are in any position to blame Labalaba here in this meeting. Not going to pay Mlabalaba in this meeting. Or Black Mampatile. We are all old. We've passed that stage of Black Mampatile. Now, Honorable Mbosha is right. We are not going to appoint anyone here to present before the Portfolio Committee. Because all of us, as we are seated here, we know the procedure that governs the board and the processes of presenting. Why did you remove Mr. Kumar in the first place? Why was he removed? And now all of a sudden when chiefs are down, he must be the one who's collecting the chips in the sand. We are not going to allow that. when you was removed, you knew exactly what you were doing. I want to assume that. You knew. What if he was not in this meeting? We must not play. I think we must be serious. Are you bringing the CEO, Chair?
No, Chair. I'm not in a position to bring the CEO. But I just wanted to draw attention. I'm not sure if Mr. Boltin has got the copy of the apology of Mr. Rantente, which was submitted yesterday. I'm just responding on the apology, nothing beyond that.
Honorable Manish. Thanks, Chair. Greetings to the members of the committee, the TM, the board, and everybody present. No, Chair, I think the formal apology is the in the package of today's meeting. But Jerika just confirmed it.
Sure.
Mom, come.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Chair, I see the chairperson of the board presenting the written apology now, and there was an opportunity, an ample opportunity of presenting the apology then. Now that there is no presenter, according to this meeting, the apology comes out. I'm not sure as to why was the apology not presented earlier in writing as she did right now. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Mr. Boltin.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, thank you so much. I see now I have that letter which was submitted to me at about quarter to four yesterday, Chairperson. I'm so sorry. I maybe I didn't see that because there were so many things that were coming to my email, to my system. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. Maybe the reason why we didn't raise it because he did indicate that he did receive an apology from the attendant. The attendant is the acting CEO. You did say so when you were reading apologies. Yes. So that's why you could not then repeat it. Because he has already spoken about it.
I think that is beside the point. The point is the CEO is not here. There's no acting DG to present. And we don't want to set a wrong precedent in this meeting. So, honorable members, honorable Mbushe raised a point. I think we need to deliberate on that point and come to a conclusion. Honorable Manish, Chairperson, probably before I come to the point, Honorable Mbushe, I must say, Chair, you know, one feels so defeated. It's like asizogqiba apha. Today is this, tomorrow is that other one, then the other day it could be something else. I'm not sure what game is being played here, Chairperson, but definitely there is a game that is being played here. and unfortunately sprayed at our expense. Because as a committee, we've got work to do. But to some other people, it doesn't seem like they know what it is that they want to do. If the political principles are here, then the accounting people are not here. If the accounting people are here, the political principles are not here. So it's just a circle that I'm not sure as to when we end that. But Getshe, correctly as Honorable Mpusha has put it, there's no way that we could appoint any person now. They are not here, so therefore, Chairperson, we can't get any presentation because the person who's supposed to do the presentation is here, is not in this meeting today. Thank you, Chair.
Mam Gomba.
Thank you.
Followed by Honorable Mbush and then Honorable Matumba.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, you know, accountability is a very serious matter. We take accountability very seriously as a portfolio committee. And I believe that the correct or the a person appointed to be the accounting officer is supposed to be the one that presents in this portfolio committee. Yes, we'll understand that sometimes we don't have one, but it's very, very important to have a person who is assigned with these responsibilities to present in this portfolio committee. I therefore support the fact that we cannot just have anyone who's appointed at any given time to come and present here. This is a very serious committee, and we really need appropriate people to come and present according to their responsibilities. Thank you.
I'm not sure, Jefferson, I might not be speaking on the matter per se, but just a general comment, Chair. May I proceed, Jefferson?
General comment on the matter at hand or generally?
Yes, on the matter at hand, Chair.
Okay.
No, Chair, I feel I must express the disappointment that is due to what has been happening in the department, Chair. And I'm not sure whether it's deliberate or what, but nonetheless, Chairperson, as we are busy in this jigsaw puzzle, there are quite a number of issues that would be water under the bridge, more especially that have to do with the operations and the budget of the department, Chairperson. I am really not happy with the situation that we find ourselves in. Seemingly, the department is leaderless, Chairperson, politically and administratively, Chair, and such things are likely to happen when the political head, not necessarily referring to the DM, but in the form of the minister, Chairperson. Maybe now this thing of people that are acting, being in Hollywood and all that, is not assisting us. I'm not sure when are these people going to be appointed, Chair. Thanks.
Thanks, Chair, and the greetings, colleagues. I'd like to understand that I'm still new that who is to present? Is it the board or Department of Tourism? Because I don't know, is the CEO of what of the board or CEO of tourism? where I want to understand, because in the absence of CEO, then the chairperson of the board is actually the accounting officer of the board. So on behalf of the board can give that presentation in accordance with that section 14 of Tourism Act. But that's what I do not understand. But this is going where, Chair. Last time here, I said when political principles are not coming, this is going to go to management as well. They are going to stop coming. And now it's happening. We are in parliament. They are not here. Taxpayers' money was used for this meeting to be here. And it's a crisis. But then if, according to this act, the CEO is the accounting office, then we can't have anyone presenting. But if then the chairperson of the board, as in accordance with section 14, is the accounting officer, then we can she can make that presentation. The thing is that I'm still new. I don't know which accounting officer are we looking for. Thanks.
Honorable Winkler.
Thank you to the chair. I think I want to echo the similar sentiments expressed by my colleagues on this committee. I think that there is an onus of responsibility that is on senior members of the department as well as the political head to be held accountable and to address a number of outstanding issues. I think that if the portfolio committee members are able to take the time to be here and to take their mandates seriously, then surely senior individuals in the departments and on the board and the minister should be here too. I'm very concerned in the manner that tourism in South Africa is not where it should be in terms of its potential. It's a long-standing issue. Right now, eThekwini Municipality is in the death throes of a tourism death spiral, and yet there is no leadership. Thousands of jobs are being lost. Internationally, we're considered a pariah because of crime and the fact that we don't have a coordinated action plan to deal with safety and security issues. We have rivers and beaches teeming with sewage. No one wants to travel domestically to certain key hotspots in the country. We don't have enough personnel in parks. It's a mess, and I think that the mess is indicative of a failure in leadership. And I think that if we don't arrest the situation as soon as we can, I fear that this entire entity and department will become defunct. I don't understand what its purpose is anymore when it's not dealing with the core issues at hand. And I really do feel sorry for the people of South Africa, because this is really a failure. Thank you.
Honorable Matumba. The reason why it was suggested earlier on by the DM that Mr. Khumalo be the one that tables the presentation, it is for that reason, that the chair of the board can't present in this meeting because the accounting authority is the CEO, and the CEO is the one that is supposed to table that report and the presentation to this meeting. You see, DM, the explanation that you tabled to this meeting is rather unfortunate. On the appointment of Western Cape CEO to the board, you found it there, fair enough, and you felt it was correct for you not to ratify that, and you reappointed him. Now, your reasons are unjustifiable, because it is wrong to have the CEO of tourism Western Cape on this board. It is in actual fact why we went to Armanas without you, and then those people ran the show there, and we remained as spectators. And that very acting board was disregarded for this reason, because that event ceased to be an event of the department. It became an event of this province. And you know what that means. Political. Now, this thing must be rectified. It must be corrected. Otherwise, all these other CEOs of other provinces must find expression in that board. It cannot be. You're wrong. And you can't say when you get there, I federal faulty, right or wrong, inshallah, yidu. We can't continue like that. That thing has to be rectified, and it must be rectified speedily, because Yona is wrong. It can never be correct, because even though the person was appointed 2018, you had no obligation to reappoint anyone to that board. But because you are from a background of the principle of continuity, you felt that there has to be continuity for institutional memory and so on. But you've done it wrongly. You had no obligation. So it can never be correct. It must be corrected. And you see why we want this minister to this portfolio committee. It is simply because yourself, where you are seated, you are unable to respond to these matters. And we're not blaming you for that. And Mina, I won't blame you, because I was once a deputy minister. I know how it is there. Because when you get there, you get princes and princesses and queens of the revolution commanding, won't even praise. Sometimes you don't even get delegations. Even though you have delegations, you can't take decisions because you have no authority. You are just the second in charge, toothless. And yet you are appointed by one person. So we won't blame you for that, some of us, because we know we've been there. So these things, they need to be corrected. And it is so unfortunate that the CEO is not here, because there are a number of issues that we wanted to be taken into confidence about. From what Honorable Mbushe has raised, we are watching this board with an hawk eye. We are waiting for you to approve that 47 million nonsense that is before you. We are waiting. We are going to come for you very nicely. We are waiting for you to approve that 200 million festive season, whatever nonsense. We're waiting. Because these things, they find a way of coming to the portfolio committee. We're watching you. And we're going to come for you very nicely. You're going to account. approve, do all these things. Go to Dubai and do all these festive seasons there in Dubai. All these programs which are supposed to do here in South Africa, go and do them there in Dubai. We are ready. We are so much ready. Because the information is here. We are waiting for your signature, Chairperson. You dare approve that thing. You are going to find us ready and waiting for you. So, as you are not attending these portfolio committees, you must also know that there's a lot that we are aware of. With your acting CEO, who is an advisor to the minister, we're waiting. So, I'm raising these things again, so that you know that as much as you have not performed on program 3, which is your mandate, because we read the report, but still you want to process such things, can go to Qatar and do all that. We are going to remain here in South Africa. Take all this money, go and implement these things there in Qatar, as if there's no festive season here in South Africa and that we are not expecting any tourists. We are waiting. We want that signature of you, Chair. The multi-million dollar signature of the Chair. We are waiting for it. Sinjongile. Nifika nje. Ifuna ukwenza ijob joshini. Ningena nje on arrival. At your doorstep as you enter. Nifuna ukwenza ijob joshini. We are waiting for that job joshini. We are ready. We are ready. So, we know there's a lot wrong that has happened in that institution, DM. And we can't start on a wrong footing today. Once we set a wrong precedent, we are going to have problems. Tomorrow it will be said, no.
Yay!
You have done this before, so why can't you do it now? Honorable Winger is raising a fundamental issue here of the problems in KwaZulu-Natal, in those beaches there. Now the question that we would want to raise with the minister is whether the Minister of Water and Sanitation has been approached in ensuring that this matter is resolved. Surely the DM wouldn't know that. And where is the minister? Probably in some prison, or maybe she went to see Dimpohan today, because that is the moment in South Africa after the sour judgment by the Concord, which Dimpohan correctly called them the gods of the country. Because whether their decisions are wrong or right, it's a point of no return. So, I'm raising these issues so that you get to understand the seriousness of the predicament that we find ourselves in as this portfolio committee. We know, DM, that we are sitting on a time bomb here as the portfolio committee, where the DG got a letter from the minister to respond whether why he should not be suspended for instituting consequence management as mandated by this portfolio committee. And that human being receives a letter asking that funny, silly question. We know. But you are not better positioned to respond to such issues. And we fully understand that. So, I really don't know. The CEO is not here. And we want to know and understand that how is a project of IT systems that have started on 10 million ending up to 31 million today? Where is the CEO? Dolol. And you want someone else to present here and won't be able to provide answers on some of these issues. We are watching you with a hawk eye. We know. We know that these things are happening. And Che, we are waiting for you to pay that service provider of Dubai. That 4 million of February. You provide services in February based on the specifications that were given. And later on, in November, you come back and say you were underpaid. 4 million underpayment. How does it arise? It's a clear indication of wanting to loot and squander the resources of SAT. DM. And I've got empirical evidence to all that which I'm raising here today. Because it was brought to my attention. It was brought to my attention simply because that in the public domain, it is the politicians that are corrupt and looters. And the officials are holier than thou. And I'm ready to expose that. And can stand by my conviction. So that the public gets to understand that it is a fact that we are in a polluted environment where all, if not some, I think some is right because I've never looted, are squandering the resources of this country. And it's not only politicians. Everyone else who is in the close proximity to resources, they find a chance to squander and loot. You are ready. So, doctor, you'll be skating on a thin ice because you are watching every step and every move on these issues. So, whatever you do, you must be able to account. You must be able to account. Because you are expecting that if you want to market South Africa in another country, there's offices, there's embassies there. And I know for a fact that in those embassies, there's an allocation for tourism. In some embassies, that allocation or budget is not even used. And you want to come and loot. How come? And give UAE funding to promote South Africa. What a contradiction. So I'm not going to ask any questions on this. But if you know, you know. We're waiting for all these things to emerge. And now you will have to come here and account. So I see no reason, DM, why we should keep you here when there is no accounting authority to respond on these matters and table the report. Now you want to put a Mr. Khumalo on a frying pan, which you removed yesterday. Today he must be fried. When you removed him, you were thinking what? What were you thinking? You didn't think that this day will come. You didn't think that this day will come. Because if you were smart enough, should have waited for this meeting and then remove him after. Wait for him to come before Parliament and do presentation and have a proper handover. You take 2 weeks of leave. You go there, you get married. Before you could think of taking a honeymoon, you come back, you are removed. Having submitted an apology, don't look at me and think that he reported to me. I'm sure himself is surprised where I got that thing. But we are members of parliament. Some of us are accessible to citizens of this country. We know these things. And then you remove him, unceremonious. Put 2 weeks of leave, rightfully so. You come back after 2 weeks, you are child. Replaced, literally. And when ships are down, they activate you. Yeah, come, come, present. You are there. You are there. Jan, we're not going to allow that. Otherwise, all these persons that the DM is sitting with there are going to be subjected to that abuse. Because it's abuse. So with all due respect, Deputy Minister, I think you must be released. If Petra was not an official in that office of the DG, I would appoint Petra to be an acting DG because she's always here. I'm making an example. She's always here. She does not miss any event, program, or meeting of the portfolio committee. She is that committed. I so wish all of you could learn one or two things from her. Because we are observing, all of you. She doesn't miss an opportunity to be part of the programs of the portfolio committee or where the portfolio committee is. She does. So, I'm raising these issues again. So that when tomorrow we are hard on you, because we are still massaging you now. When we are hard on you, you must understand exactly where we're coming from. And these are the issues. Began, like the Premier of the Eastern Cape once said, Niabon. Sinichongile. So, honorable members, this is it. We are in a cul-de-sac again today. DM, Silab, siphuma njani kule ngxaki? Because it's in my game. If you were still on this side, what would be a solution? Take yourself back to this side. Because when you were once this side, for years, you should know better. And I was happy when the Deputy President made a point there in Parliament that the executive is accountable to Parliament. So as you are writing letters to the Deputy President, reporting us, you must also understand that the Deputy President is guided by the Constitution and the laws of this country. You can continue and write letters and complain about our summons. It won't change anything because the Constitution is there and the rules book is there for us to be able to implement and enforce accountability by the executive at all material times without fear of contradictions. So, DM, we think you must live with your people, with all due respect, with your people, you must live. We respect you so much because we know you were one of us for years and you understand Inkomuzalap. Because yourself, you won't be able to respond to anything here. Nix. Honorable Bush. Athena Matlozi. DM.
No, thanks. We're not disputing anything, Chair. As if directed, we'll leave. But we just wanted to register that we thought because we learned last night that the acting CEO is not well. When we're taking a briefing and discussing on how to approach the presentations to the EM. It was under the understanding that because she's not well, it doesn't mean therefore that we can't come into the protocol.
Is it the COE?
The he. Because we learned that yesterday that he was not well. And then we said, no, we can't therefore say no, we can't go to the portal government. Because it's a scheduled meeting that must take place and we must go and appear before the portal government. And therefore we then prepare ourselves on the basis, who is the next senior executive person after the CEO, the acting CEO, and that's TK. No, he's not fired. He's still the member, he's still an executive, a position on marketing. That's his original position. So he has gone back, he was not fired, he was returned back to his original position. So on the basis of that, because when somebody says he's sick, there's nothing that we can do about it. But we then said, no, we can't therefore write to Parliament and say, we're not coming because the acting CEO is sick. We said, no, we should come. And then we'll then have the next senior executive person to come and present together with the CFO and others to be able to present before the portfolio committee, led by myself and the chair of the board. And then we thought that we will take full accountability and responsibility on any matter that the portfolio committee is going to raise. And we'll be able to fully respond to the issues that the portfolio committee will be raising in the context of the first and the second quarter. That was our understanding, Chair. But we abide by the decision that we must leave. We won't contest that. But that's how we thought that for one person to be sick doesn't mean that we can't come. Well, as you know, as explained by Paulina, the department was this is not a department, it's an entity. The department is appearing before the select committee. That's where the department is at the same time on the annual report. And therefore all the DDGs are there to present the annual report. In fact, the department has got only an oversight role responsibility over SAT. SAT is an entity Schedule 3A of in terms of the PFMA. And therefore they've got an accounting authority, which is the board. They've got the minister, who is executing authority. The department only assists where they should assist, but mainly SAT run on its own. Beside the DG, the DG has got no role in terms of legal. It doesn't have any legal responsibility and role towards SAT. It can only advise the minister on certain things when there are decisions that policy issues that must then be implemented by SAT. That's the thing. So as you are aware that therefore there's no way they will have then come here in the meeting of the SAT at the expense of the meeting of this where they are called upon to come and account. That's why the original bulletin is understanding was that I was not going to be here. I was going because the understanding was that we're going to divide ourselves. I will lead the department into the select committee. The minister will come and leave SAT here today. But unfortunately then something happened yesterday that made the minister it to be impossible for her to be coming today. So I had ma
coming to
No, no. In that we agreed that we're going to divide ourselves. I will lead the department into the select committee for the annual report. She will lead SAT to the portfolio committee here. Unfortunately, something happened that was beyond her control, which then necessitated that she's not available. And then because of her not available and was this issue of the introduction of the board and all of that, so I had to shift and come this side instead of going to the select committee.
You see, when I said there is no written apology from Mr. Radent, I was correct. And you wanted to contest that. And you said there's an apology. And that apology of Mr. Randende is written by the chair of the board and signed by the chair of the board. And that apology does not suggest that upon receiving a letter of apology from Mr. Randende, This is my submission to the portfolio committee on his behalf. We are Bala Uchepezimba, Uti dear chairperson of the portfolio committee. I hereby submit that the acting CEO won't be able to come or appear before the portfolio committee because he's unwell. It's not the acting CEO that has written the letter. It's her. But I like the fact that she's able to manage things on behalf of her team. It's a good spirit. I like it. That when you are a leader, you must manage contradictions. And that might put you in a predicament or entanglement. In good spirit. But how that letter also is crafted, it exposes the fact that she is, in literal sense, managing issues. But it's for you. By the way, DM, there was a process here which unfolded of the appointment of the CEO, and the recommendations were tabled long ago to the minister. And to date, we have no CEO. Why? You won't be able to respond to that. You see why we don't want you, but the actual person here. Don't blame you. When we demand the presence of the minister, people look at us as if there's a witch hunt or a pet. None of us, as we are seated here from the ruling party, wants to be the president of the ANC. None of us. So there can't be a witch hunt because there's December 16. No, Mr. Pez. That's not our point of interest. Come December 16, we want to be additional members and that's it. So, this that is unfolding in this portfolio committee is so unfortunate. Because the media speculations wants to drag us into the mud and assist Uyapa. We are focused. Mam, come, funu go to. Got the portfolio committee pela ngo 12. Why are you harassing me? So we still have an agenda.
Yeah, even if we release SAT, we are going to continue
with the minutes and announcements. Honorable Gomba.
Thank you for the opportunity, Chair. I was just raising my hand to before you, I know you have released the Deputy Minister and the team. But I also, before they could leave, I also wanted to raise a thorny issue here, Chair. I know I may be out of order, but it is important for me to raise this matter because it cannot be correct that we are told and we leave things like that. We are told that everybody who was in the meeting had a stomach bug, according to the chair, and they are not here today. So it cannot be the next excuse again, Chair. I thought maybe we may also need to address that if people were in a certain meeting and they are not able to come here, it cannot be told that everybody is sick because they were in the same venue. But that some of them who are in the same venue are here. So that cannot be also a game that can be played on in every meeting. I just wanted to raise that, Chair. It's very important. Thank you, Chair.
So we are saying that the poison would have been nationalized in that meeting.
Chair, that's why some of them are here.
but others are not here. So I don't understand.
Honorable Matumba.
No, thanks, Chair. Mine, I don't know if it will be suited this side or after when they leave, but there must be consequences management that fall after this, because we cannot say this meeting is not continuing and nothing happened to those who are supposed to be here. Consequences must fall. As you have said, that the letter we received is from Chairperson, it's not from this person who is supposed to be here, because we need to account tomorrow that really this person apologized and told us that I'm not coming because of 1, 2, 3, because tomorrow you'll find this person is somewhere doing other things. And he will clearly said, no, did I give you an apology and say I'm sick? You see, so the consequences must follow. Something needs to be done. There must be consequences of not attending this kind of meeting. Because, I mean, we have to do research. We have to read these things. We come here very much prepared to deal with issues that are inside here. And now we are going without dealing with those issues. And not dealing with them doesn't mean that these issues are going anywhere. These issues need to be addressed. So people must know the pain of not doing what they are paid for. Thank you, Chair.
So, DM, when do you think that you'll be able to appear before this committee with your team? Full complement of your team. Because I'm raising this. So that you are able to understand that accountability is what we want, but in a proper manner. Perhaps when you persuade, she will come. Otherwise, we are ready to institute whatever that is there as advised by our legal services in Parliament, because we have no fear of contradictions. So,
we're not sure how serious.
Before you respond on this, because I want you to also perhaps let me not say take us into confidence. You must go back to your colleague there, because the message and the signals that we get is that Mr. Randende has been withdrawn from the acting. And the DM is laughing at us. So, it would be prudent that if that is the case, it would be prudent that I suggest that if there is no enough merry-go-rounds there in Pretoria, there are a lot here in Ratanga Junction in Cape Town. In Ratanga Junction, Cape Town, there are a lot merry-go-rounds. But here, in this precinct, there is no merry-go-round. So you must cease from playing merry-go-round on crucial issues that might collapse this entity. You must cease from doing that. It's wrong. It's unheard of. You put this person from acting and then you realize, the decision was wrong. Let's withdraw this person
and then leave the vacancy like that. Sipikanti, where are we? You're wrong with DM. You're wrong with Nyan. Imbi. Very bad. So that's why there's a view that this department is leaderless, let alone the NDT. Let alone the NDT. So how are we going to move forward? In such instances, how are we going to move forward? So we are in an entanglement. Kahle kahle. So at the level of the executive, before we write a letter ourselves to number one, we want to urge you to take your responsibilities very seriously. You must take your responsibilities very serious at the level of the executive. Because we're not going to write to number two. We're going to write to number one. I get rid of a speaker here in Parliament. We can write to number one through the speaker. And the speaker can attach our letter as an annexure in that letter to number one. And refer him to our letter. But we choose not to do that, but to follow what is on the books. Because as Honorable Matuba said, I think all organizations have managed to eradicate the crop of members of parliament that are unable to read documents. Because parliamentarians before were viewed as people who are unable to even read documents. And then we have doctors before us and enforce them to account. And members of parliament were termed as illiterates, uneducated bunch of people. Across the board, organizations have liberated the South Africans from that notion, and it has been demystified. It is true that we prepare for these meetings. We prepare over and above what the content advisor would sponsor us with. We do our own research and read your documents. We can bring 60 pages. Fine. We're going to read those 60 pages. Because we are not lazy readers. We read. You sit in a play for 2 hours, coming to Cape Town for a meeting. It's ample time for you to read the document. The same way you read a book when you feel like reading a book. But when there's a document, you substitute a book with that document and read. So not all of us are lazy readers, and those people are no longer in these premises. Abeko DM babe khona ngela xesha okukhona mhlawumbi. Bekho ngo. Kwabantu abathi yababona na bathi ngqoda la. Ndithethi ke ngaba aba bafilter abantu abafundileyo oko umthetho wabo. So, I think with all due respect, we wish those ones with stomach bugs well, hoping in the next meeting there will be no stomach bugs. Operas, don't hold any strategic meetings before you appear before the portfolio committee. Otherwise, you'll have stomach bugs and don't appear. And it was so unfortunate that the board is introduced for the first time and not all of them are here. very unfortunate situation. Sizababona kapha endleleni. Sizababona kapha endleleni. And Che, it would be important that as a leader of the board, you ensure that you present a united front, and there must be cohesion amongst yourselves. I'm tired of calls from other ministers and deputy ministers about yourselves, because you enjoy proximity to other people. Then you gossip about each other. It's not a nice thing. Aiko nice. Shouldn't do that. You must work in unison so that you are able to achieve the strategic objective of SAT. Because what brings you together there is SAT. And close proximity to ministers and deputy ministers. One thing that I must let you know is that those people, they come and go. Those ones, they come and go. But yourselves, you've got a contract of 5 years, 2 years, 3 years. You must learn to embrace one another. If President Ramaphosa can sleep and wake up and decide to reshuffle everyone, you will realize that I was correct as I'm seated here. That those people, they come and go. Nina, you are going to remain together. So I must not receive a call from a deputy minister of another department who is not Fish Matlalel to say, you see, the so-and-so there was a board member. Oh, we are Tengisa. Who Tengisa doing? You don't like Tengisa? So it's not nice. So as a leader of the board, you must be able to instill the spirit of unity there. Everyone who has issues with you, they must address those issues with you head on. They must not go via so and so, and that you have conveyor belts because you can't, you know, speak to the chair of the portfolio committee direct, and there must be some executive that speaks to the chair. And boyike kabe bonke, ply executive. Bonke and boyike combined. I can echo my views without fear of contradictions. That's why I turned that one who called me back to say, go and tell that member to learn to work with the chairperson and other board members thereof. Because and this one is gobble season. I've got my own problems. So you must have an open door approach. Everyone that has issues must come to you, not to the chairperson of the portfolio committee. And easy. So I want to urge all these members of the board that are here, especially women, you must learn to fix each other's crowns. It's important for the future. Learn to fix each other's crowns. Can't behave like kids. You can't. So don't exploit your proximity to the status quo at the level of the state. Don't do that. You're going to collapse the entity. Ninga mina progress. because nijongene ngezikhono zamehlo uma uhambe uyoxoxa ngomnye ngapha yathi hayi le nto mayiyofika kuthephezini weportfolio ikomiti andizi ningandifaki. So sepithi ke some of those who did that, they are not here. I wanted to say this in their presence and unembeza bezodila ngabo xa bekho, because unembeza uyamhle umntu xa iyazi uba nguye lo, but some of them are not here. So kanihambe ke niyoziqoqosha, nibuye apha niqoqoshekile. DM, perhaps you can engage the minister, perhaps she can give you, you can prepare these questions and then give her a questionnaire, and then when she responds, you bring the questionnaire back and be able to respond to everything that we are looking forward to in terms of answers as the portfolio committee. Perhaps that should be, you know, a better approach, so that we are not stuck in one place. There's improvement and there's progress. And then ufike ke wena ke uzo present on behalf. It would be nice to have you as opposed to be to a senior counsel. That we were confronted with in this meeting last week. That came to our meeting and raised their hand wanting to engage the portfolio committee. Would be better if we don't go alone. Basically, would understand by second in charge, then let's allow him. But the senior counsel, sitting where Mr. Kumalo was sitting, raising a hand, wanting to engage the portfolio committee, it was a shock of our lives. So that's why it's better. Perhaps we do that questionnaire, we give it to you. Then you ask the minister to respond, and then you bring it back. And when I go, yes, banner, moving forward, it will be our conveyor belt between us and the minister. Because they are always here. You know? So, I will allow you to say a few words before you leave with your delegation. With all due respect, we are also hurt, but we must be decisive and show you tough love. It's important to show people tough love. Perhaps they will learn one or two things from tough love. You know? So, yeah, over to you, DM, before you lead your delegation out.
No, thanks, sir. We appreciate your counseling. We'll see how we manage the process going forward and make sure that things are put into proper perspective, and those that are responsible and accountable at a time when they are required to come to the portfolio committee, they are able to do so. As you ask a question, when can we be ready? On the part of the SAT, except the issue of the so-called acting CEO, we can be able to come back at any time when we've sorted this matter. I was not aware that you are aware that there is a confusion around that. Because I also just learned this this morning about the issue that the chair was raising. I'm not sure what is the exact position in this regard. So I'm still going to go back and just to determine what is the exact position. But it's the responsibility of the board, because the appointment of the CEO is the board's responsibility. You are correct that the previous board did
it finalize the process of the appointment of the CEO and recommend it to the minister. But the minister was not, could not concur with them. Because the minister must be able to concur. So the minister was unable to concur. Yes, she had some reservations on that matter. So the new board is the one therefore that will then be entrusted with the responsibility to look for, to start the process afresh and look for a new CEO. We hope that they are going to speed up the process, because we are now almost more than a year without the CEO, and that's a big, big problem, because it creates a lot of instability to the institution. It makes the institution not to perform to its maximal expectation because of that. So it's a matter that the board will have to give the necessary priority it deserves, so that they're able to create stability into the SAT. Well, the department it is stable because the DG is there, regardless of the issues that they've raised. But it's still not suspended. It's still the DG, and therefore you still have that almost all senior management, because the issue was about senior management. Most senior management positions are filled in the department. So there is some form of stability in relation to that, but we still have a challenge with the SAT, which the boards must be able to address it and prioritize it, so that they then bring stability, because if they don't do that, they won't be able to achieve whatsoever that they would want to achieve as a board. So it will be crucial that they prioritize stability in the agents. Otherwise, thank you very much, Chair. We'll come back when we, at any time when you call us to come back. Thanks.
Tuesday next week, we are supposed to have Tourism Transformation Summit. But seemingly, there's these other ones who have expired. So we don't want to be addressed with by people who are expired. So, yes, it has expired. So perhaps next Tuesday, we'll be happy to receive you with your full component of the board. Instead of having that tourism summit by dozens. So hoping that when you come back next week on Tuesday, SAT will have full representation of the board members. So we are going to squeeze you there, because I trust that you have our program as the portfolio committee, because we always submit our program on time for you to be able to work on your diaries. And that's why sometimes you find us agitated when people submit apologies on the last minute, because our program is there. Once I approve the program and the chair of chairs accepts the program, we send the program to everyone. So on Tuesday next week, I'm not sure what the date is. We are expecting you be here. We are squeezing you, Kay, because we are very lenient. And recess is around the corner as well. So we wouldn't want a situation where we go for recess and haven't heard or received a report, a quarterly report from SAT. So next week, Tuesday, we'll see you at
to check whether if the board and the CEO is available, can I be excused because we are launching the first season at Ugu in KZN on Tuesday next week.
It's fine, Tim. You always submit your apologies on time. So I think you will submit that apology. If the CEO is here in the chair, then we will proceed with the meeting because the executive won't be presenting but leading the delegation. So good luck with your launch of the festive season. We are happy that it's there in Durban, Ugu, South Africa, not in Qatar. We wish you well on that. Thank you very much, dear. Matter at hand, the issue of the executive who refuses to appear before the portfolio committee and account on these matters that are crucial for the progress of both the department and the entity. And to what I highlighted earlier on, I can proudly tell you that I've got empirical evidence. And the only person that can account is the one that is refusing to come to the portfolio committee. Now, there are instances where the board would get vague issues and proposals or any submission that masquerades as though it's a proposal with so much millions for December. And those programs are not the programs that will be implemented in South Africa, but they are festive season programs. It then becomes very problematic. So we really need this executive to be in the portfolio committee and account to these matters. You know? So, way forward, Honorable De Freitas, you are going to be the first one because you raised your hand earlier on the matter.
Thanks, Che. And yes, it is a delicate matter and I won't repeat what's been said. I just wanted just to check with you is the process with the speaker, because in my mind we should exhaust all avenues time so that we're not accused as a committee of jumping the gun in any way. So if you just, if we could just get information on that. Thanks very much.
Honorable Matumba.
No, thanks, Chair. Yeah, the truth is that the committee is currently stuck because of what is happening, and there are serious issues. You know, when you read the documents that are coming, you will see that there are serious issues that we really need to deal with, and it's only when the minister is here that those issues can be addressed. We can only get some chance to see there and there from what we get from our content advisor, but there are issues that we need to see, and most of them is the international issues, because there are a lot of money spent. You find 600 million spent on things that we can't even point that here is where money is spent. The reports that are being written here, for example, this report that we're getting here, you will find that it doesn't even have items. After reading the report, you can't go and do oversight. You are just told we spent how much where, but they don't give a budget to say this was project, we spent how much. This was, everything is just written overall, and through these reports, you can't do oversight. In previous reports that we didn't even deal with, there are things that are put there that are there, and they are not there. Those projects are not even there. You are not told what happened in a project. You are just told we went and spent 20 million on this. You don't know what was the project all about. So really, we really need the minister, and what we need to do now is to act. Now, I thought the matter is reported to the speaker, and we should have been having a report from the speaker on what the speaker did. And I'm becoming tempted to then take the route of writing to the president, because president is the one who appointed the minister, so that president can then act on the matter on what is to be done, Chair. I think we while the speaker is dealing with the matter, we'll need to write to the president. And if nothing is done, then we are forced to go and open that case. Thanks.
That is also seconding that we exhaust all avenues from within, which is including writing to number one. So we wrote the letter to both the chief whip of the majority party and the speaker, and we got the response from the chief whip of the majority party, which was positive. And subsequently, the members of this portfolio committee were convened in a study group. They know what to do, and they were given the marching orders on how to approach these challenges in this portfolio committee. So the letter to the speaker, it was acknowledged, because remember that letter, it was on the progress. Subsequently to that, we have not done anything, because this portfolio committee must give us a mandate. So we will write to the president and report this matter. So I am not sure if we must wait until we get a response from the president before we could act. But be that as it may, we need to also deliberate on which option. Is it the option of a fine, or is it the option of the criminal procedures that we will undertake on this matter? So that when there's time to move, we are able to, or perhaps we need to again invite Advocate Fatima, because I don't think she was explicit on how we go about in terms of instituting the criminal charges on this matter. She just tabled that there's two options, the fine or criminal charges. So perhaps I think we need to invite her to the committee and have that comprehensive process on how to institute both the option of a fine and the option of criminal charges after we've written to the president. And perhaps after our meeting next Tuesday, we can have her to direct us on these two issues. What's the feeling of the House? Honorable Komba?
I just want to find out, it's not my feeling, but just to get information from the committee if we received any response from the Speaker, so that we can actually work according to what the Speaker says and the advice thereof. And then we can maybe go to the next levels. Maybe if I can hear what the Speaker said, or if there was any response, then we can take action pending on the response.
Thank you, Chair President. Chair, as of yesterday, there was nothing tangible from the office of the Speaker, except that the letter we sent to the Chair was forwarded. We were received a response of an acknowledgement, and then we were told that it will be presented to the Speaker to consider the matter. So as of now, we haven't received anything from after that acknowledgement. As you say, Chair, is only the Chief Whip that has indicated that he's dealing with the matter. He will try and look into the details of this matter and attend to them.
But honourable members, also we can't expect whatever that we are anticipating from the Speaker, because the letter was an update. We were not requesting for intervention. We were just updating the Speaker that subsequent to the summons, the Minister still did not arrive and did not even honor those summons. And now it's upon this portfolio committee, after we've met with Advocate Fatima, to say upon not getting a response from the Minister, this is what we intend to do. Then the Speaker will be able to respond and guide us accordingly. Otherwise, as per what we've written to the Speaker, it was just a report back, if I may put it that way. So, yeah, Honorable Defreitas, so that we move.
See, I'd like to support you that we bring the advocate back next week, that we make sure that we cross every T and dot every I. My feeling is that we simply advise the President of what we're doing, because we're under no obligation to report to him, as our own entity as a legislature. But I think out of courtesy to be the right thing to do. So my proposal is that we advise the presidency and that we don't delay it anymore. I think we get some good legal advice from the advocate next week and then the committee proceeds from then. Thank you.
Is that the feeling of the House? Because I think Honourable De Freitas is correct that we can advise the President on the intention. Because already we were reported, by the way, to the Deputy President, because the Minister wrote to the Deputy President and reported us, and also raised the feeling that, by the way, she does not understand where we're coming from, because as far as she's concerned, she's not accountable to us. And subsequently, the Deputy President made a bold statement to say the executive is accountable to Parliament, having received the letter complaining about Parliament. So he did make that a bold statement, which, you know, was so helpful. So we will write that letter advising the presidency on the matter. And two, the invitation to advocate Fatima for next week's meeting will be issued today. It will be issued today. And then, and that's it. She will also write to the speaker and inform her of our intentions on this matter, so that she is well aware of our next step. And that's it on these matters relating the minister. And next week, when if the CEO is present, we have no reason not to take the presentation, even if the minister and the deputy are not here, because it is through the CEO that the entity accounts to Parliament. Okay. Yeah, so without wasting time, we are going to deal with the minutes. Mr. Paul Tina is going to present. Doctor Kuzwai.
Thank you, Chair, for that. There is something we are just conferring with Uchir now. In the letter that was written by the chairperson to the speaker, there was a request that the speaker intervenes with the Office of the Leader of Gov and Business and the President. So for a clear way forward, won't it be maybe prudent for the committee maybe to first inquire from the Office of the Speaker to see if she has intervened, because it might happen that maybe she's waiting for the response from the Leader of Government and the President, because we might write a letter to find that already she has written. So just carry it on that one. Maybe something that Ujeri might even today try to follow up to see what action has been taken by the Office of the Speaker. Then if none, then the committee can then write that letter through the Office of the Speaker to the President. Thanks.
Thanks, Dr. Kuzayo. Perhaps we need to just write to the speaker and advise her of our intention based on the two options. Because it might happen that the response by the leader of business was guided by that letter of ours and the letter of the minister reporting the portfolio committee. So I think we just need to inform the speaker of our intentions so that Nayeshi gets bombarded by our letters And then if she has taken steps on this matter, she will advise in response as to what steps has she taken based on our correspondence. But we are going to write those letters. So without further delay, draft minutes, Mr. Boltina.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, we have circulated these minutes of the last week, the 15th of November, to all members. Then there again, Chair, we were supposed to have a briefing from the Department of Tourism on first quarter and second quarter for 2022-2023. Unfortunately, that's how the outcome of the meeting was the way it was, Chair, and they were also not allowed by the committee to proceed now that we are still facing with the same situation even today. Chair, we have recorded everything that was presented in the meeting, and the way forward, and the issues that were raised to us by the legal services, and the deliberations of the committee of on that, and all those matters have been recorded, Chairperson, and then also. The minutes of the 8th, they were adopted, and the issue of the Robben Island and Century City were also dealt with as well, Chairperson. Also the letters that the committee has agreed that they must be sent to the Chief Whip and the Speaker. That matter those matters have been attended, Chairperson. Fully, we are just waiting now for responses on the other side. Chair, if the members are happy with the draft minutes, I will propose, Chairperson, the committee endorse the draft minutes so that they remain as adopted document in our files. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, the minutes a true reflection of what transpired in our last meeting. I'm asking this, Gabe, because I know minutes were sent to us prior, and I assume that you have looked into them and read. Honorable Matum.
Well, thanks, Chair. Number one, opening and welcome. There is, on the first paragraph there is, the committee received concurrence from the speaker and decided not to honor the meeting. Who decided not to honor the meeting? The speaker?
No. It's the minister.
Yeah, that's why. Well, because the committee received concurrence from the speaker,
yes,
and decided not to honor the meeting. So if it is put to someone, who decided? It seems like it's the speaker that decided not to honor the meeting and not the minister.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Matumba. We will correct that. Yes, because the speaker concurred with our request, and then still minister did not honor our meeting. That is the true story. Thanks for that. We will correct that, Mr. Matumba.
Can we move with the adoption of the minutes with the amendments? Defratus, followed by Honorable Gomb.
Thanks, Chair. I propose the minutes be passed. Thanks.
Honourable Chair, I second the adoption of the minutes with amendments.
Thank you very much. Then the minutes are duly accepted. Announcements. Mr. Poltina, any announcements?
Chairperson, the issue, unfortunately, you have dealt with it now, because I wanted to find out from the committee, now that the 29th, there was this question mark on it, what was going to be the view of the committee for us to utilize that day? For example, I was also thinking about what you raised, Chair, there at Century City, that we will make some day of inviting Mr. Dali Tambo's NPT to come and pitch what they are doing at Century City in the portfolio committee. But now that the Chair has already indicated, we will have those discussions with the SAT. Then that is okay. And then the other issue, Chairperson, that I wanted also to raise with the committee as well. I'm not sure whether it has already been filtered down to members of the committee, that the Parliamentary Programming Committee has amended the program of Parliament for Parliament to rise now on the 6th of December instead of the 29th. I am not sure, Chairperson, that was also the issue that I was raising, which means now it means all these dates we were negotiating them about, they are being affected by what the parliamentary program as it stands now. I hope it will not be further amended again going forward. We are being affected. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Matum.
Thanks. Mine, it was a question on from 7 to 15 December. Constituency period. So I wanted to check if there is going to be any oversight that we are going to do during this period. Thanks.
Constituency period means that you must be in your PCO, and then there will be oversight period, and that oversight period means that we must be on the ground visiting different entities and different projects that the department is working on, as well as SAT, where it's needed. So then clearly Mr. Poltina is correct to say we are rising on the 6th of December. That's why 7th to 15th it's the constituency period. And that constituency period, we know it will be extended until January next year. And then we come back when the school opens, when there's the opening of Parliament in February. Then we'll be guided by the program. So that means we'll be doing programs in our constituency offices during that period. So I'm not sure if I cleared you, Honorable Matumba. So without wasting time, Honorable Members, I think our meeting is adjourned. But adjourning on a note that emphasizes the importance of meeting with the various departments after the oversight in Robben Island and also in Century City, and we identified those committees that we need to work with. Your sports, arts and culture, education, and public works, I'm not sure, but those are the ones that I'm thinking about loud. And also in that meeting, we are going to invite Dali Tambo to present on the Century City. What is that place called? Century City Bronze. What? So we will invite him. Perhaps after Tuesday, we can invite him so that we give also these other portfolio committees ample time to adjust on their programs and meetings, and ensure that they are available. So, meaning we'll have tourism, arts and culture, education, not higher education, basic education. We must be clear on that. And have that institute as represented by Dali Tambo, and then receive a presentation from them and take it from there. Honorable De Freitas.
Sorry, Chair. Based on the conversation earlier, it appears that our international trip won't be happening, certainly not this year. I don't know if there's been an update, but may I suggest that we finalise it as soon as possible before the end of the financial year, because then we'll lose the money and then we'll have to reapply everything. Can I just say, I'm sorry, I'm abusing the opportunity, is we're a tourism portfolio committee, and I see many other committees travelling a lot more, touring a lot more than we are. And, for example, the experience on Friday was very helpful, because you weren't just sitting in a room like this. You were actually experiencing Robben Island. You were actually feeling, touching, and so forth. So I think it's part of our work to do this, both locally and internationally. Sorry, I'm abusing my position, but I really think we should finalize a program, and early in the new year that we then undertake it. Thank you, Chair.
Agreed. So what I want to suggest is that Jerry and the team designs a program not only for the international study tour and also for certain areas within the country. There are those sites that needs to be visited, and I know that some are collapsing because Public Works is not maintaining them, and make submissions and proposals already for next year, and they must be approved before we rise for next year. But I'm going to work with you on that. Thank you very much, honorable members. Without wasting time, our meeting is adjourned. Thank you.